And my number is...
Oh, I'm supposed to help you. Sorry. Public administrator is the wonderful, wonderful number of... Oh, I just looked over it. 113.
I am there. Carol, before we begin, we would like to ask you the question of what your figures are so that we have an idea that we're working from the same beginning figures. What was submitted to us and what we increased up could not possibly have been right on your total salary expense because it was only $45,760 for the both of you.
Right, so the 53, the salary, what I had down for salary, of course I was adding two part-times, was $98,760.
$760, okay. That's what you requested.
That's what I've got.
And, okay.
Yes.
When you add her salary.
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's right. I
added it on this. I don't know. I didn't, why I missed that. How could I miss it on salary? Wasn't thinking about me.
All right, so I got you. Yes. All right.
What? Let me back up. You weren't here for the meeting on Tuesday. Right? Or you were here?
I was working, but I didn't know about a meeting. What meeting was that?
That was a meeting between all elected officials and department heads. And our apologies then that you didn't get notice, but we had a meeting and we gave a presentation of where we're at. The long and short of it is we have obviously fewer dollars to work with than money's available. We had 2.6 million more in requests than we had, I think you just heard me telling that to Jan, than we approved in January. Mm-hmm. Not only do we not have those funds, obviously, because we don't have an abundance of additional funds that have been granted, we don't have, unless my figures are mistaken, the same amount of revenues to work with that we had in 2011.
Right.
We ask all the elected officials and department heads to look at their budgets, and told them that not only were we going to try to go back to 2011 figures, we were asking for them to find 5 to 10% within their budgets, in which case, if we could come up with those monies, even though it was, we probably shouldn't work that way, we would find increases for the employees within the county system. And that is the long and short of it, isn't
correct.
It not? But then we told everyone we will sit down with every elected official because there are certainly mandates that are required. We know, for example, 2012 is a presidential election year. We know there's going to be expenses tied to that. We didn't have a 2011. That's required. We know there are a couple of other areas, so we're addressing each of those individually, and then we're going to go from where we're at to that. But if you want to work your way through this, we're ready to do that with us.
Okay. Well, as far as decreasing, I don't see that I can decrease anything. I'm kind of down to
down to the bone?
Yeah. Well, I'm down to the bone. Exactly. This printout I have is July, and so I'm sure that more has come through. And I had added a little bit on actually, besides the adding the two part-times, which I thought would actually give me the help that I need for my office, thinking that there would be no benefits for them,
you right. know,
if I could get two part-time people and actually try to get the work done that we're not getting done.
Right.
I had increased on supplies a couple of $100.
Okay, well, would you mind, because Ron kind of mentioned it, we're not sure what you requested. I know what I have.
Okay.
It may be best if you kind of went, well, I guess if it wouldn't be too big a deal, if your budget's pretty small from lines, could you just read over what you've got, like in postage? What are you requesting in postage?
Okay, I'm requesting in postage $1,200.
Okay, what's the next line?
That's what I have, $1,800.
Okay, I didn't have that, okay.
$18 for supplies.
Okay, telephone?
$15.
Okay.
Reimbursable, I don't request, and I know we need to talk about that.
We do.
Can we do that now?
You want to do that now?
Sure, that's fine.
Do you want me to go on with the request? The reimbursable, I know the two previous commissioners, when I took office, I needed funds up front to maybe rent a storage. If I had to empty a house out, there's no place to put it. I needed a storage building.
Right.
So I had asked, you know, for some way that I could have funds to pay for that up front, and then as I sell property or something, I pay it back, or the person pays it back, the individual. So, and you know, there's newspaper when I have to file and things. Anyhow, that's what that was made up for.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the previous commission came up with, let's make that a line item. I don't know that it needs to be a line item. I don't know. But then here at the end of November, I tried to return that $3,700 to that fund, and I was told, no, it can't be put back in there. So, and I did end up depositing it. I guess it went, I turned it in, anyhow, it went into the general fund, I guess, as fees, which it isn't fees. It actually was a reimbursable. So,
well, the reason... And so,
I understand.
Yeah, the reason is we need to keep expenses and expenses and revenue.
I understand.
And revenue.
I understand.
We just need to budget a number in there. That's the biggest thing, so that you have
okay.
that money. We can't.
Okay.
We're not supposed to spend money that's not budgeted. So
right.
if we think there's $3,800, we need a budget, knowing that in general county revenue, we're going to have an offsetting revenue to offset that
yeah.
line item.
Not only that, we're going to be flexible enough that during the year, if something like that comes up and it's not in here, and we know that we're going to be reimbursed for it, the county's going to come up with the dollars that you need. But for us
yeah.
to have discovered that we were
right.
putting revenues in an expenditure line,
yeah.
that hides expenses.
Uh-huh.
And we can't do that.
And I don't think it was intentional. It wasn't intentional.
Well, I understand it all. I mean, I know what you're saying.
Right.
It wasn't me that set it up that way. I didn't do it.
Right. No, I understand. No.
You know, I don't really, it doesn't really, that didn't matter to me. It was just a way to... that I could pay people and, you know, okay.
So let's not call it reimbursable expenses.
Okay.
Just say expenses, and you tell us what you want to put in there, and we're going to help you with it.
Oh, boy.
And if you want some time to think about that, that's okay, too.
I mean, I don't know. You could.
I mean, you spent $3,800 through July, right?
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's unusual.
Okay.
Because I don't think, you know, that I see back in 2009, there was $2,100.
Well, and the reason
I don't know.
This is the problem is that $2,100 is minus the revenues that were
right.
credited against it.
Right.
So that's not
so
even a real.
I know. It's,
so I mean, we just need to pick a number. If it's $4,000, and
well,
say
if you want to, let's do that then. Let's just pick a number. I don't know. What do you want to do?
$4,000, okay.
Well, I like I said, normally I don't have. This was a storage building that was $3,500, and I had to get.
Carol, we're going to allow you. Here's how the budget works.
You know.
Here's how the budget works.
Okay.
General county revenue is made up of a whole lot of different budgets.
Sure.
Under Missouri law, you can't go over the overall fund. The auditor is charged with the responsibility of attesting that those funds are available. But it's not whether or not the funds are available for each individual office.
Right.
It's the entire fund.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, if you need monies... and you have expenses in the office, we're going to help you with it.
Okay.
We just have to account for it differently.
Right.
So if
sure,
4,000 is the match number, well, or 2,000, because if there are more expenses and more unique circumstances that appear during the year, we're going to work with you.
Okay. Well, then let's just put a number in there. What?
You suggest one.
Let's put 4,000 in there, because
okay,
I was almost there with this.
4,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I will make a note that we need to make sure we have a revenue stream coming in, GCR, for this reimbursable.
And that's, you're just going to call it expenses.
Whatever we call it here, we're going to call it on the other side so we can see, okay, and it's going to be the same number.
It's going to be a revenue from public administrator.
Public administrator reimbursement. I don't know, whatever we call it.
However you, yeah.
But we're going to offset it as a revenue so that we know that.
So, you're going to call it a, okay.
It'll be a revenue in a different line
item.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, but not in here.
It'll come
but
out of this, but it's going to go somewhere.
It's going to be offset, so
okay,
as long as we're balancing.
Okay.
All of our revenues are in this melting pot right here.
Okay.
They go out to all the different offices, and it comes in from dozens of different places and fees and so forth.
Right.
And we don't designate that, well, this one just covers that expense. Well, yes, ma'am?
Do you have anything you need?
Yes.
Tons.
Are you working down in the other building today?
I was, and I'm going to be back this afternoon, but if you...
On a personal note, are we also supposed to go fill out stuff today sometime, or is that tomorrow?
1 o'clock or 3 o'clock, you can do it today.
We can.
That's fine. Nikki got your paperwork, too, so if you want to...
We got it here. We were... I guess assume that's what this is.
Mine's upstairs.
Yes,
that's what that is.
Okay.
So.
Also, I need to work with you on that thing with Surf, or whomever I need
yes,
to work with.
I'd love to know for Dixie to give me the forms.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you
very
much.
The total.
So,
how are things going down there this morning?
Oh, real good. Real good. Nobody's
okay.
Seems to be
good.
So, you'll be back over here this afternoon?
I'll be, so if you have anything you need, I'll
okay,
be back.
Thank you.
We're going to go eat lunch and you're back.
Thank you.
Sorry, Karen.
That's okay. So the next line is court-ordered expense, which, again, I have no...
Did you have any expenses this year?
Oh, yes. Yeah. And I don't see it here either. This is July.
What that means is I got everybody's and held up a bag.
Okay. I'm not going to deal with it right now.
Let me ask you.
Let's,
Carol.
Yes.
Right here.
Yes,
is the postage request of $1,200 where you want it to be? That's your request? Here's what I want you to do. Just go down through here line by line. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you need to operate your office. And that includes any expenses. We're just going to label them as expenses.
Okay.
But we... As you can see,
yeah,
this shows there are no court-ordered expenses that were paid.
Right.
You know that's not correct.
No, that's not true.
So what we need to do is
give us
come up with a figure estimate for the year.
Okay.
If it runs a little over, it's going to be over. If it runs under, great.
Well, I can see on postage, I've never spent $1,200 is definitely not enough for postage.
Okay.
I've spent...
What's the figure that you
probably
need?
Probably 1,500 is what it looks like.
I'm going to put 1,500
to.
In.
Okay.
Supplies and freight.
She requested 18.
Right.
Let's leave it there.
Yeah.
At what? 15?
18.
18. Yeah, that raised 18's
your request.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Telephone.
She requested 15.
Yeah. That should be about correct, I think.
15.
Yeah, I wish I had a printout now of what it is. Here's what I'd like to do. Other than July.
Here's what I'd like to do. Under office expense, where it says reimbursable, I'm drawing a line through reimbursable, and
okay,
it says I'm going to just put court ordered expense and other.
Okay.
And then.
And other?
Yeah, we'll make it into one line.
One line.
Currently we have 4,000. Should we increase that? And we'll include both.
Oh, no, it needs to be increased.
We've got to find out where these expenses are.
Yeah.
because he's not reflecting it.
Well, we know where they are.
It's not there. Yeah. I mean,
we have unless to, he zeroed them out by putting revenues in.
He did. Yeah. So, even the 2000. If we look at 2009 actuals, or 2010 actuals, she had $4,800 of quarter expenses.
Quarter. Right.
But we don't. I don't think that's $4,800. It could have been $10,000, and we got $6,000 reimbursed.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're right.
That's the other line item that he put in.
That's another place I reimbursed whenever the funds came available.
Right.
Here's what I'd like to do, if it's all right with you.
Sure.
I'd like to combine those. I'd like to put $6,000 in that line.
Okay.
And if you spend eight, you spend eight.
Okay.
You just turn those expenses in.
Okay.
Is that all right?
That's fine. We got to do something. I'll just make sure the offsetting revenue line is there.
Well, I'm not sure that those are that there is a offsetting revenue line. Is there, Carol?
No, there isn't at this
that's
point.
That's just an expense
that
of the
it.
Office.
It was, yeah.
That's why keeping them separate would be easier.
But
because then I can.
Oh,
have,
I see what you're saying.
All right, then let's set up two lines.
This is
okay,
if we don't mind. It's easier for me to. Easier.
One is court ordered expense, and the other will be other expense. How's
that? Not reimbursable. We can do other reimbursable. I don't care what you call
it. It's not reimbursable though.
No.
What is it? How do you want to call it?
She's saying, okay, but let me back up. You're saying it's reimbursable from the case funds or whatever you call it. What do you call those? Your people?
Estates. Estates.
So she's reimbursing the county for expenses that she has beforehand out of those monies when the monies are available.
Right.
When they're available.
It is reimbursable.
If they're available.
So it really is.
But it's an expense.
Estate reimbursable expense.
Estate, yeah.
It's an estate.
How about estate expense?
Estate expense.
We don't need reimbursable.
Estate
expense.
That sounds good.
That way I can show that as a revenue line easier.
That's good, yeah. Estate expense.
Very good.
Like that.
Okay. We had set that one at 4.
We did.
And we're going to set the second one at 2.
2.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
I need to add what we call estate revenue.
And then as I, as they can pay back, I just turn it in and you put it wherever you want to.
They'll put it in that proper revenue
your
line.
Proper revenue, okay.
I don't think that we, there's anything we can touch on down here because we're doing an adjustment.
What do you have? Just tell me what you have for your mileage, your training. What did you request? Because I don't.
I requested again the 500.
For training?
For training and 600 for dues and conferences. I see.
I see.
That 150, I got on the wrong line or put the wrong. That shouldn't have been there. It should have been up in that, which I went over actually.
I don't know where you're talking.
Oh, miscellaneous training and mileage. There's never anything in that.
Okay, so we got put to the wrong line.
I got it on the 150 on the wrong line.
Okay, so that should have gone to the one above it, you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Right now. Hold it. So when the 150 adds to the 675.
Right.
That 500 is not enough.
Probably not.
So no. How about 800 or?
800 is fine.
And the other thing, would you want to combine? Here. I mean, you've got dues and conferences and training. I mean, and I don't know. Do you want to keep
Here's how that is. How it is. When you code it, then they're going to take it out of the line.
Right.
So if you code it down here to dues and conferences because you went to your public administrative conference,
that's what
that would be.
Okay.
And then when you code it for whatever else you have, that's where that would go. The real line that I need from you, out of all this that we're talking about, you give me an estimate on what you think you need for mileage during the year, and we're going to pay you for that. Just on a monthly basis, tell us what it is, and we'll write you a check.
Yeah, that was another thing. At that time, the previous commission decided, I think there was a small mileage in the budget in 2000, whatever, and that was when it was decided to take it out of, you know, the way it was done, which you said, which isn't really right, but that, again, wasn't my calls.
And we understand that.
Okay. In 2010, it looks like between Terry and myself, we were paid $3,753.52 in 2010. Now the
that's in mileage.
That's in mileage only. And in this year, 2011, it's around 3,000. So, of course, that's probably the difference in the 37.5 and the when we were getting a little more.
What's the figure you'd like us to stick into the budget this year?
Well, I would like to, for you probably to stick in 4,000.
Let's put it in, Jim.
Where are we putting 4,000?
Mileage. Let me tell you what's happened with mileage. We're reflecting that there was zero spent.
I know that's not true.
Fact of the basis is, when she turns in estate revenues,
right,
mileage has been subtracted out of that, so there's a net figure. So there's an expense that we never see. And the revenues are less than they should be because they're a net figure. So this will straighten that out.
Mary handed me the detail of Carol's department. Court order expenses this year are a little over $3,000.
Okay.
So we could go to 3,000 instead of 2,000.
Let's do that then.
Because that's what she's experienced this year.
Right.
Okay.
And then the 4,000 is real close. It's actually 4,100. So I think we're fine. Is what?
Of mileage.
No, on the
estate
expenses was
gotcha. Estate expenses.
It was 4,000. So we're all right.
Okay. So be.
Now the interesting thing is, if there's, yeah, that's right. Okay.
What we're going to do is base this upon what your salary was in 2011, what Mary's salary was.
Okay.
We're going to total as we were the because of the major adjustment we had to make in your budget because it's not reflected as to what actual expenditures and revenues were.
Okay.
I suggest we go with this. Then when we reach the point we need to, we're going to talk to you about a possible raise and or if there are funds for part-time staff, we'll talk with you about that at that time also.
The number I've got, the total number I've got,
yes,
is $93,297.80. The overall total, when we make all these changes that we've talked about.
$93,297.80.
What was the change? I'm sorry. Go back. And what was the turning? You said you were raising the turning because it went over.
We raised mileage to 4,000.
Right. And then training-wise,
we went to 800.
800. Yeah. Okay. That's what I didn't get. Okay.
And I don't, let me right. see if that's what you went over. No, you spent the 685, so this year.
75 and,
well,
yeah,
if you look, though, underneath it, she had another $150.
Yeah, that was.
That was mileage. That should have gone to mileage.
Oh, okay.
That's why we put up the mileage.
It's in the wrong.
This is all right.
Okay, so the new total for the whole for Carol's department is $93,297.80.
80, even, all right.
So then the dues and conferences stay 600, and then.
Correct.
Now, Terry has to have a bond. She does not every year. I started to say she has to have a bond, but that's she got that in 2010. She is a notary, and I see that in 2010 it was 50. But isn't I think that's every 2 years.
Are they every 2 years, Donna? Bond for the notaries? You don't
know. Carol, I mean, Sheila did every 4 months. She just told us hers is every 4 years.
Maybe it is four. I bet it's four.
Are you talking about notary bond or are you talking about regular bond?
Notary.
Notary, I think it is.
Okay. I don't know what they know.
I bet it is because I think she just.
I know.
No,
a regular bond, I mean, my bond is 4 year bond.
Yeah, no one.
You also have made notes on revenues we're going to stick back in?
Yeah, I've got them over here. We're going to stick, we're going to tie that line item back into it.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Is my bond up? Oh, dear. I don't have that in there.
What, how much is it?
Is it due? Well, it has to be, Carol, because
it has to be due because it was.
I mean, for the last 4 years, we haven't paid for a bond, so you've got to be due.
Yeah, I am. I have to be.
It has to be in office expense.
Oh dear.
And let me find the what she spent in.
Do you have
$4,266 in 2009? So it has to be due.
What now? In 2009, it was what?
It says $4,266.
Oh yeah, there it is.
2009.
It's a 4 year bond. So it's due.
Yeah, it's 4 year. I
9,
it's
10,
due.
11, 12.
They haven't
so
sent
it would
bills.
Be due after next year.
It'd be in 13.
Oh, it will be. That's right.
Listen, yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know until Jim used his fingers, and then I
thought, I know.
I was taking my shoes off for you. I was trying to help you. You feel help?
Help me. Well, I know I haven't gotten a bill for it, so I guess.
Well,
let's see.
Depending on who wins the election in 2012, the bond will have to be taken out in 2012 to begin 2013.
A lot of pressure.
So I guess it would be.
The elected official is taking place.
So it would be at the end of 2012, then, wouldn't it? No, wait, there's two 11s. Wait a minute. No, that's right. One.
No, you.
No, it's 13, isn't it? Because, see, there's two.
They wouldn't take off until 13. So
it yeah, it's the 13th.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
December 2012.
What was the amount for what?
$4,266
is what it was. It probably is. It would be the same, I would think.
Put in $4,300. Yeah. Is that all right?
Great, $4,300. Let's just.
Yeah, so that would be the end of the year.
All right, the new total is $97,597.80.
I wish you'd quit changing my totals, Jim.
Yeah, I wish you would stop making me.
That was Donna's fault.
Okay. So, no, never mind. So dues and conferences, that's like my motel, or if I eat in Kansas City, St. Louis, or wherever. Okay, and that's in there. That's there. All right. Okay. As far as I know, my software maintenance is hopefully right on there. Huh? Probably right, because in July it was half, so.
If you think of something that you have missed, just call us and let us know.
Okay.
Sooner rather than later.
Much sooner.
Much sooner rather than
later. Yeah, yes.
Well, before 11:40 this morning.
Before 11:40?
It's 11:39. That was a yoke.
I'm sure he sent me a... he's probably sent me a new, not this request, but a new what expenditure sheet, and I'll look at that and see what it is, okay. What it says. Okay?
All right, ma'am.
Thank you,
Carol.
Thank you.
Carol, before you go out, I did not put in the two part-time requests into this budget. I know it was her request, but I didn't put it in the budget when I gave you your numbers, Ron.
I put it into her request.
Correct, but not into the $97,000 I gave you.
I shared that. When we come back, see what monies we have, then we're going to talk about these requests.
Okay. So right now, Carol, we didn't give those two part-times.
Okay.
The number I gave you.
Or a raise.
The raises we're going to calculate as a whole at the end when we see where we sit with every elected official.
Okay.
So far, at the conclusion, of course, yours is a... an adjustment that had to be made because of the way that the books were.
Yeah.
So far, every single one that's come in, we've seen a decrease somewhere between 5 and 10. Just what we've asked for. Or a contribution from outside funds, which has been pretty amazing, I think.
Yeah.
Does the fees that I turn in, they go into some rep? Of course, I don't feel like I'm... Right. I don't feel like I am a revenue-making office because of, I don't turn in fees for everyone because they can't pay it,
right.
You know, and that's why we have to come up with all this extra, whatever. Just can't do it. So, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ms. Neely?
You need a break first or anything?
That's great. We'll be back at 1.
Oh,
you didn't mean that.
I didn't mean that big a break. Gosh. Okay. I emailed you my correct numbers because I understand there was an issue with the numbers. And just in case you don't have them, this is what was submitted to the auditor's office.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Ron, I made a note. We got to create that line item in revenue, so I have a note. I have written.
We also have... right, okay. You put the change on there from... regarding that computer,
all the other changes, you and I have done that. Right. You haven't.
On that issue, that was something that was set up by the previous commissioners for her office.
Okay.
That was not something she did.
Right.
I was
no.
in the budget hearings when it was done.
Could you help me with reason?
On?
Why you would ever put revenues in an expense line? I mean, ever. What?
You
one commissioner. Oh. Yeah,
was
him?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
I mean,
it should have been increased.
Not only do
and
I think that
there was an argument about it, but
no,
questionable. I think it's
so when you cut a budget. It shows you cut a budget when you do that. That was the greatest. That's all smoke and mirrors.
Statutorily, that what would be the best word I could use? The
has any time.
Build them.
In the real world, it's called cooking.
Oh. I'm sure that's fair.
Okay, 102 account. Can we address the first issue and just get it out of the way?
Is there only one?
Probably the biggest one, and that was the auditor had suggested that payroll and accounts payable should be run out of my office. If I could just get a decision, I'd change everything and I could just be done. I mean, I know you guys have thought about it, you questioned me separately.
Right.
I just would like to have a decision so I can move forward. And I put it in there specifically because of the auditor, what the auditor's report said. This would be our outside auditor, of course.
Right.
And because I don't feel like if that is brought up about my office that I should just leave it alone. So I put it in my budget to be dealt with once and for all. Shouldn't say once and for all. If we get it written up again, I'll probably put it in there again. So that would resolve two big issues right away because if you look down under... maintenance fees, I included...
Are you in
102 was my account.
Do you want to address that or do you want me to address that? Take it out. So preliminarily, it has a red line through it. I agree with you 100% and you know that.
So, will there be a formal decision soon?
Currently, for the purposes of discussion today, it's not there.
Okay.
But yes, the
and let me and let me and let me tell you.
Well. Okay.
It will give you a formal answer.
Yes, we will, Donna.
For discussion purposes, in light of everything going on, we're going to have a discussion about that.
That's fine.
But let's just go through without that, and then.
So I have calculated, because I'm listening to discussions, I've heard you asking everybody to go back to their basic. That line item for total salary should be 117,792. I realize it's showing 116,515, but that is not what my employees are currently being paid.
I have you calculated to be 117,792.
That's perfect.
Which is different than what we show here. I agree.
And I addressed that with the individual.
We made an adjustment after we did some check-ins.
Yeah.
We made the adjustments on all three after we looked them up ourselves.
Thank you, gentlemen, for being on the ball. Okay, if you want to go down to the next one under office expenses, I budgeted primarily what I had done, a little bit more under supplies and freight. And I did bring my current to date
actuals,
and on supplies and freight, I'm at $2,066.55, and I'm asking for $1,800. We had to stop buying printer cartridges and go down to one or two printers because of it. And there were several things we just had to stop purchasing because we knew we weren't going to make the budget. And as you know, I took a 40% cut in pay, or I'm sorry, cut in budget last year.
Right.
So it's been difficult for me to make the numbers match.
What, where are you at year to date?
As of 11/2, supplies and freight, 2,066.56.
So you're already over 2,000.
Let me, excuse me, but let me back you up to when I said we calculated those salaries at 117,792.
Mm-hmm.
That was after redlining the two positions that you had spoke about, but also mm-hmm. redlining two positions up above. Mm-hmm. I don't want there to be...
Are you talking about...
The election workers.
102 account, not 103 account.
102 account. We have, were presented with a budget that said it was made by you that has seven employees in it.
Yeah, we.
That's
had,
why I gave you the clean sheet I sent to the auditor,
we
not the one he gave you.
Okay, well, we took that back out.
Here's my...
Yeah, that was not my numbers.
And yet, see where it says it is at the top?
I know,
see where
I
it
know.
Says made by...
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm looking at this now.
Could you hit your thing for just a second?
Hold on, hold on.
If I hadn't stopped an individual, there would have been several things removed before it ever got to you. Mm-hmm. And it was being done right in front of me, and I said, don't you dare, that's against the law. You have to represent what I sent to you. So that's the only comment I'm going to make there. This is exactly what I sent him.
Well, I'm looking at this then. I have to put it on this form.
Yeah.
God bless Louise. She used to tell me, Juan, go home and sleep on it.
Four, three, four, count or ten.
All right. All right, all right, all right. Okay, we agreed there. Now we're back down. Actually, for total office expense, our subtotal, Donna, was $44.50.
That's right.
Okay, let's go up, jump to the next, if you don't mind.
Really?
The only thing...
I remember, that's right.
It's not yours?
No, that's right. I'll go back.
This is based on the...
That's what I submitted. I hadn't gotten my actuals at the time.
It was $5,650.
I don't have that. I'm $350, $650. Let me just put your numbers in.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you've been cut.
Legal notices.
That's what I said.
$500.
Yes.
Postage I had for $400.
$650.
And if you look at my actuals, my postage right now is $974, and that's not something I can do anything about.
We're not.
Telephone was $1,450.
Yes.
Okay, that's not what I had. 50 subscriptions, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Miscellaneous.
Okay, I got you to $44.50.
All
okay.
right. But can we jump then to equipment expense?
Well, can we look at postage?
Yes,
because
ma'am.
Because this is the first time I have noticed that it was that out of line. It's almost $1,000 for postage. It's $974.76 as 11/2/11, and that's not a controllable for me. That's the postage rate and response to letters and things that we are required to mail out.
What is the amount, Donna?
The current...
What is the amount you want in there?
Well, I have $974. I'd like to have at least that much in there.
$1,000.
Of course, with each one of those, realize it's going to make it difficult. Well, no, it won't either. Yeah.
We have some things in there.
No, we don't. Okay.
Okay. And then you want to jump to what, Ron?
Equipment purchase.
Zero. I show across the board.
Zero.
50.
50. 70 for fuel.
Get fuel. Is that for the van?
102 fuel. Well, sometimes it is. Sometimes I take my own vehicle if the staff is using the van.
So if you go under mileage then? Or do you just reimburse the fuel?
Oh, I'm sorry. what happens on mileage. Anytime I purchase gas for the van, we purchase it out of the 400 account,
okay,
and then we reimburse out of the 102 account or the 103 account, whichever account it's being used for. If I'm using it on election day, then
I reimbursement?
Sorry?
Is that a reimbursement?
Probably.
So it shouldn't be in this...
an expense line?
There's two lines set up in my 400 account. One is an expense line and one is a revenue line.
Right.
The revenue is coming from the 102 and the 103 and sometimes from other offices if they're using my van. Other departments have used the county van and we reimburse that line.
I'm going to get the detail. I'm sorry. Let me interrupt. I'm going to get the detail like I just got from public administrator so I can see the credit debit.
You probably want to get the one on the 103 account too, Jim. That was set up because the van was purchased with a, partially with a grant. So I felt like we had to reimburse the 400 account because the van was bought primarily for elections. That's something we talked about years ago when it was done. That's the way we've done it ever since.
Does it just make it easier if you just used it where for your office?
Well, because I was going to talk to you about...
As long as your expenses are paid on the van, does it...
Well, just paying the gas does not cover the tires, the oil change, and all that kind of stuff. And there's no line for that expense. There's no line for...
They're not vehicle there. Maintenance. They're not equipment repair.
Well, we can create those lines.
What
I don't...
was that?
The auditor's office and treasurer's office are closed right now, so I have no access to the debit or credit of... these departments.
And we would do that over in your elections budget for your van, if that's where it was purchased and where we have it rocketed when we get in there. If there's equipment maintenance, let's add to that line.
So you want to add a...
Over in your, when we get to your elections, let's keep your van over there. Let's take that 70 down to zero, Jim, for the 2012.
Okay.
Let's leave her, I don't know what your equipment purchase is, or what is that? Yeah, purchase. Let's leave it. No. Equipment repair, so that must be a Thursday.
So you want vehicle maintenance, and what was the other one you said? Mileage?
Fuel. Or
fuel, just plain fuel. Yeah. So how do I, the way I've handled it in the past, if other departments requested to use the van, which doesn't happen very often, but when, even the commission has borrowed it whenever they needed to have a large group of people go out and tour, then they...
Make them pay for their own gas.
Yeah, don't allow it. Seriously, we kept the big Explorer, so we can take five people now from the sheriff. So, what I would say is
just keep it for elections.
Keep it for election only.
Well, right.
And just say no.
Right now, I'm letting Angie use it to go get the mail each day, which is another issue that I had talked to you about. Is moving the mailroom person into my office, because the issue with hiring extra people whenever we have a large presidential election, I have to retrain whoever that is, which is a waste of resources. I have to retrain them all the time. But if we had the mailroom clerk in my office all the time, then
they wouldn't be able to do the mail job.
But we all work overtime during the presidential
about
election.
What you're saying.
Yeah, we all work overtime during a presidential election, which I'm sure, Ron, of all people, you know that.
Never did.
No, of course not.
Never. He's ever put 40 hours in his entire life.
There you go.
38 tops.
38 tops.
That was tops. Yesterday.
That's rounding up.
That was the last 2 days.
That was rounding up.
So that was an issue I wanted to talk to you about as well.
We'll get there. Let's go down to other expense.
Okay.
You've got bonds, $60?
Actually, I don't have anybody as a notary, not right now. I probably will need to get a notary back in the office.
Well, let me ask you why.
That's a good question, Ron.
Why do you need a notary in the county clerk's office? And my reasoning for that, it's not a trick question. You have the ability, the same as a notary as the county clerk, whenever you attest to something?
Not on certain legal documents. Even the commission is required to have an actual notary notarize on some documents. Now, you guys have notaries in your office, and I can certainly rely on either...
Jillian.
Is she?
Yeah. I can certainly rely either on Jillian or somebody in...
I don't mind this. If you want a notary, let's do a notary. Is that okay?
Yes.
I was just asking. You've got dues and conferences, 50.
Yeah. And let's see.
Professional services.
Looks like we've already used that. Professional services, that is high right now. That is because of the issue with accounts payable and payroll, so I need to take that back to...
You put 50 for dues and conferences, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did we put professional services back to 1,000?
That's what we had worked
on before. How about in 2010 we used $2,064 for professional service? What the professional services is paying for Jim Travis, and I never have enough money to pay him. Oftentimes I have to go to Sheila and ask her. Recently I received another bill.
He's the programmer for our system.
I apologize. I didn't explain that.
GIS. Yeah. He's the programmer. He's the individual. So.
There are times that things come up that we can't predict or are going to happen with the computer program. Like we, you know, anytime we have a new entity who sets a levy, we have to go in and redo all that programming, and oftentimes I don't have the budget for it, so Sheila usually covers that because she has the money to cover that.
If
she needs that money for to do this too.
It's fine. I just shift all those bills as long as everybody agrees.
Just for totaling purposes, Jim.
I was going to be ornery. Sorry, Donna.
Leave 1,000 there. We'll come back to it. We have zero in the maintenance fees. This is what we'd already gone through. I want to know what your total is.
1,237,52. 1.33% increase.
All right. 1,237,52.
752. That's leaving 1,000 in the professional services, not 2,000.
Okay. Now, where are we supposed to be? Based upon
5% cut? A whole lot less than that.
You do realize you cut me 40% last year. That was a huge cut compared to a lot of offices. That's a lot to ask after doing that one.
116,024 is where I said she's supposed to, where we'd like to see her. Not saying she can get there. I'm just giving you numbers. So give me the number. $7,727.93. We could zero everything out, leave the salaries alone, and she still doesn't get there.
Thank you, Jim.
I'm not picking sides. I'm just telling the facts.
You're just proving it's impossible to do if you want me to run my office.
I'm fact-spacing.
I'm fact-spacing, too. If you have people and no paper, you can't do your job. So what you're really saying is I'm right at the very lowest possible to run my office. Well, thank you for that compliment.
No, what we're really saying is you'll be the first officer that doesn't hit the 5% mark. It is presidential election.
Yes, it is.
Continue. Bill that repair directly to Mr. Jim. When that flies off.
Did you ever stop to think?
Yesterday I was in the treasurer's office and I heard this coming across. I come in and the microphone was against
Bricks of beer and every type is in.
That is funny. Okay. We are at 123,752. Is that the figure you gave me?
That is the number I gave.
That's with no raises and no increase in personnel.
Can we move to elections?
That is exactly what that is, Donna.
Okay.
Elections is 103
account. And this is what I sent to the auditor.
I'm so excited to see what you...
Does it look different?
Yeah, quite a bit.
Well, if you want to look at the salary right there, you can see that I've added two part-time people. maintain the, I'm sorry, two full-time people and the part-time person that we had approved for elections this year. Election judges, I emailed you this, but you probably don't have it. This is a worksheet on election judges. Currently, a regular election judge works 14 hours a day and is currently being paid $6.71 an hour. An election supervisor works 16 hours a day at $7.38 an hour.
Are those wages set by who? That's not even minimum wage.
I know it.
Do we have to pay minimum wage? I would think.
No.
We do not.
This is a special...
It's a privilege to do this. They should pay us.
They don't feel that way. I'm sorry. Most of them are very patriotic people. But we are asking people who are oftentimes 55 to 92 years old to work these hours at this little bit of pay. So I am asking that they get an increase in pay because they haven't had one for years.
So you're requesting $68,000.
That's right. And that would include the raise. I knew you wanted to know why that amount was so high, so I gave you detail sheets. Part of the issue with...
What are you going to raise to?
From $6.70 an hour to $7.50, which is a 54-cent increase, and per hour.
Right.
And then my supervisors, it's a 63-cent increase in pay. So they would be paid $128. And keep in mind, they are working longer hours than your election judges because they have to drive back to the courthouse and wait until the election is processed.
Can I run through this, tell you what preliminarily we've done? After you catch your breath, then let's go back and we'll go through it line by line. Is that okay, Don?
Sure.
Is that all right with you, Jim?
The key was catch your breath.
I said that for a purpose.
I thought maybe it's not a new, but
that's all right. I get your little quips.
If you want to use your pencil to write it out, we said election judges, this is temporarily, this is what we did when we're trying to get figures at 61. That's the only figure that we approved in that top area.
Okay.
The office expense, we set legal notices at 6. That was the only change in office expenses. So it moved it down to 104,025. In equipment expense, we approved the two lines that were not equipment purchased.
So you removed the equipment purchase?
Yes. We'll come back and you can explain to us what those are. Mileage we lowered from $2,350 to $1,500. Those were the suggested changes. That brought us down to, my figure is right, 183,370. Is that what you got?
Bingo.
Okay.
Or a 317% increase. Just state the facts.
At the 183,370.
I know it's a presidential
election. State the facts, man.
Just the facts, sir.
Just pointing out that
yeah. We know it's
you are handicapping me. You are setting me up where I cannot do my job, making those cuts. I'll just make that statement. You talk about turnover. You're going to ask my people to do two jobs.
No, first, we're telling you what we put in here. Now we're ready to go through this line by line. We have one other suggestion and one other fund that you have, and then we'll come back to that, okay?
Okay.
And we'll go through it. What is your elections fund number so I can pull that up?
400.
400 account?
In your 400 account.
I'm going to take $20,827 out for payroll.
In your 400 account. That's not the budget we received.
It isn't. I didn't have the totals.
So let me tell you what we're going to suggest with. We went through it. We looked at what funds were available. What we saw was that budgeted $20,000 totally budgeted for 2012 was $3,200.
$3,400.
And there was a fund balance that was carried over, as presented to us, for 2013 of $33,600. So what we were suggesting is that we don't carry any funds over from the presidential election year to the following year, but use them during the presidential election year when they're most needed. And that from that, we draw some personnel, which obviously is where you're already headed, which would be at least one person, maybe one and a half.
At least one person.
Combined with yourself, the three you have, and the one person that's grant, that would be six.
There would never be more than six and a half employees in my office. Five and a half employees, including myself, six full-time and one part-time person in my office. That has always been my goal.
Well, currently, you have three that the county are paying. You have one that's on a grant. If you take one from this fund, that's five plus yourself is six. Am I wrong?
Let's exclude myself. I'm an elected official. Let's just take myself out of the picture. And a half people. Five full-time, one part-time person for the 2012 election cycle. Currently, I have three full-time people. The commission only allowed...
What's the grant person? Is that full-time?
And Terry's not even here anymore, but she was here for a portion of the year.
We had understood that she had a... In our valuation... We had understood that for 2012 we had a full-time person being paid by grant. If we're wrong, we need to know that.
Excellent. I had sent information to Rick, which is what this is about. And as we've discussed with other elected officials, you have to have money in your budget before you can spend money. You have to have a revenue source and an expense source. So I have, at the time, I didn't have it, and I hadn't gotten all of my final figures from the state at the time that I did my budget work. But I have $16,827 in a grant that I intend to take out of my 400 account, and $4,000, which is the maximum allowable out of another grant for payroll. That comes to $2,827 that will go in and out of my budget. Because if we said you have to have the money in your budget before you can spend it, even if you're going to be reimbursed.
So... are you adding the revenues into that budget for the,
no.
that you're going to receive back?
No.
But we need to do that.
Yes,
okay.
We do.
Because if we, I mean, that way it gives us the person.
Where you can see it.
Yeah, we just got to track it, and that helps justify the person. That
yes.
We,
yeah.
Okay, so give me the two line items. What line items are you going to add for revenue then in the 400 account? It's a grant.
Right.
I have last year's names of grants and stuff you had, but that, we're going to create a new grant.
We got a voting equipment demo grant revenue. We got
and I can tell you,
grant revenue.
One of them is a election administration efficiency grant.
So we got to create one then? Create a line?
I don't see it. So probably we'll have to create a line for that. And the other one is
Ron, we're going to create it in the... I'll give you a line on it if you don't mind.
Voter list maintenance grant, which is already there, which is the 480,024.
Uh-huh. What number should be in there?
That should be...
We already have 8,000 in there, should
The total revenue coming in for that would be 16,827.
Okay.
The total coming in.
For that grant.
For that grant. Okay. And then we'll have an equal expense coming out.
Well, we'll get to the expenses. The other, Ron, the grant that we're going to create is going to be 80-026. Okay?
80-026.
And that's the grant sheet, the first grant. What would you call it again? The administration.
Called it Elections Administration.
Elections.
Administration grant.
Correct. Okay, and that number should be how much?
The maximum that we can use on payroll is 4,000 It's 4206.75. That's so my calculation, so I put it in at 4,000.
4,000, okay. That's a new line item I just created. I highlight that thing. And then I've changed this number so I can reflect what we've seen. Okay. All right, so I see the revenues now. Ron, the revenues that I show now.
Hold on.
Take that over there and show it to Jim so he can fix that. You don't need your 480.26. Christy found it.
Where is it?
And that's the expense side of it.
Right, it'll be 480.023.
Okay, we're going to make it 023. Thank you.
Thanks, Christy.
Okay. All right. So I show the total of revenue for the 400 account this year in 2012 going to be 41,827. Is that what you show?
I don't have a calculator, sorry.
That's fine.
49,827?
41,827. Yeah, I don't know. Well, let's start over again. Where's your revenues here?
That's 49,000, right?
What?
Yeah. Oh.
Revenues.
I was adding 16. I should have only added 8827. All right.
Which will leave 11,827 for other expenditures.
So what'd you get?
41,827.
That's exactly what I got.
Okay, so I matched your revenues there.
Well, are we going to get, are we going to subtract out van expense reimbursements?
Yeah, we need to take that out. We're not, she's not going to use her van anymore.
So that takes 1,000 away from 40,000.
As long as we add that to the 103 account, as we discussed.
Well, that van, this is a revenue line. This is from other departments paying you to use the van, and we're not doing that anymore.
From the 102 and the 103 account. Primarily.
So,
I'm just trying to explain it to you so you know where it's coming from.
But if you just use it,
I would say,
and wherever you're, we're going to put all your expenses in,
what, 400?
400.
Oh, you're at 400, that's 103.
I'm sorry, I meant 103. All right.
Okay.
41,827.
40,827. We show your fund balance is going to be around $7,000 to start the year, is what we're being told.
You mean in 2012?
The end of this year, you're going to roll over $7,000.
Okay, this is money coming in 2000. And
we understand.
We have the revenue. I got to start with what's your starting balance?
Okay.
Of 2012, and I show that we're going to start the year with $7,000.
What he's saying is you're going to end this year with $7,000 that you didn't spend. Therefore, you'll be carrying it over into the new budget.
I thought I was carrying more over into 2012. I thought I was carrying closer to 30,000 over.
Well, see, here's the thing. He shows 38,000.
I think I'm getting confused.
No. I just caught an error on his spreadsheet. Look at the bottom of 2011. The very bottom last line says 38,219 is the carryover, but he only started the year with 7,000.
Right.
Okay.
I carried $7,679.31 over from 2010, which generally it takes me forever because these are reimbursable grants. I can't get the money back unless I spend it.
So you have the money.
So it takes me forever to get any money in here.
This is
confusing you?
No, just confusing. A little frustrating.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. I want to know how much money you're going to end the year with.
He's saying 38,219 is what Rick's saying.
I don't know what she's saying.
I'm showing 34,482.23 as of 7/14/2011. Yeah, I'm not sure where he's got the 38.
Get this figure, Jeff.
The treasurer can tell me that. In 46 minutes.
And I think we just took some computers out. But again, we have to think about the fact that my costs carry over. I won't get all of my reimbursements.
I understand.
Yeah.
But you...
So I have to have the money available to pay it.
Actually, do you pre-bill your April election?
Yeah.
Well, then you have your money, don't you?
No.
Why?
But a lot of times we don't even get the publication bills until later in the year. So
why? Wouldn't you get them within a election? Oh, help me out.
We don't always get the publications in before the end of the year for an election.
The only one that we're going to be reimbursed on is April from the political subdivision,
and
right?
From the political subdivision, February be reimbursed by the state.
I was hoping to.
And February.
We're yeah.
In a huge budget discussion.
So February and April are going to be reimbursed.
Yeah.
But we should have.
I may not make it.
That's the vast majority of your money, though, right? We're not going to be reimbursed for August.
We're
not going to be reimbursed for November.
No, we have to pay those all out.
Okay.
So we're going to have problems in 2012 that will all be enhanced. Help me if I'm wrong. Your monies that go to that elections fund come from schools, cities,
right,
et cetera.
And I won't bill that out until later on. I won't get all those monies in time to spend it all out. Is that what you're saying? They don't always come in at the same time. Is that what we're talking about, Ron? Are we on the same...
The monies that go into the election fund, who do you withhold those from? Where do they come from?
Sorry, we're talking election fund. Election fund, I take 5% of the total election cost for each of the political subdivisions.
And it goes right into the fund.
And that goes into the fund, yeah.
And once it goes into the fund, you've got it.
Yes.
So what I'm saying is we're going to capture those revenues and we're going to have them mm-hmm. to use during the 2012 year. Next year.
Yeah, we'll receive them in 2012. And you're talking about additional funds going into this line item, which I think I've already built in here under election fees. It's
$2,000.
$6,000. Where is it?
SOS fee revenues are 2, election fees are 6. But I guess let me go back to a fundamental question. Where are we going to, what's our carryover going to be? So I can just continue on with this budget discussion.
She's saying 34.
Then let's make 34 the carryover amount.
Do you think that's what we're going to carry over?
She doesn't know.
Well, this is my, I don't know exactly, honestly, because I haven't worked on this since I got my grant, but I can't.
Yeah.
It's $30,645.
Are you going to be spending any of that before the end of the year? Because if you're not, that's the figure we're going to use.
I agree.
I think that's fine to use because I think I had to spend the money before I got the money back.
I concur.
I will be spending several $1,000s on the new computers I just got, but I will be reimbursed. It's already been spent, and then I have to turn that in to the state and get reimbursed. I don't know if the money will come back into this year or first of next year. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I yield the floor to Mr.
Hausman. It wouldn't be laying in the balance. Therefore,
it hasn't hit there. I just got it. Lynn, does that hit next year?
It doesn't matter.
I haven't seen it yet.
Have we written the check for the...
I just asked her. No, we haven't written the check yet.
Out of this fund?
No.
We're not going to write it out this year. Are we, Lynn?
I haven't got the bill yet.
I got it. So it's too late. I don't think it'll hit this year's budget.
Why don't we spend it out? How much is it?
I don't know. Right, that's second. I'm sorry.
Well, then we'll have to put it in the budget for next year.
I have it being reimbursed. Okay, guys, don't get out of control. Try and stay calm.
What is that computer expense going to be? You don't know yet?
I have it in the office. I'm sorry, I don't have it with me.
Okay. We need to add that in there. Let's just make some assumptions that it's not going to be paid this year and put it over there.
On my 400 budget, I don't think the commission approves my 400 budget at all.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
We're
but I would be happy to come back and give you better numbers.
I really think it would be nice if they at least had a copy of it. My question is, is it currently configured into your expenses out of this budget for 2012?
What?
For those computers?
No, it's not in here.
And we don't know how much that's going to be. What I'm trying to find out...
I knew a day ago, but I don't remember what it is today. I don't remember.
I'm using the $30,645 as the rollover. We added those additional revenues.
I'm just wanting to know if we can use, how many of these funds we can use to help with personnel. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
So. That's all we're trying to do is get your personnel.
Okay. Let's talk about the personnel in 103. I am planning on utilizing grant money out of my, that's going to go in and out of my 400 account to pay for one of the full-time positions in the 103 account that I've asked for.
Got a
better explanation?
Yeah, got a better idea.
Okay.
Let's pay for it directly out of this budget.
Out of
400.
I'm planning on it. That's what I'm trying to
say.
Said,
but you just said you wanted to pay for it out of one of your other funds.
And let me start the conversation again.
Thank you.
When I did this budget, I wasn't aware of these dollars, so I did not subtract this person out of here. So when I submitted it to you, I had 2.5 people in my 103 account. I would just be happy to take one and scratch it out, and I'm informing you it's coming out of my 400 account. I'm only asking the commission to provide one full and one part-time person to handle the additional workload for the presidential election.
Now, my question is this. How much money are we going to have available out of this elections fund in your opinion?
None, because statutorily you have no money out of my 400 account.
How much money do you think would be available?
68,000. 68,000 is what I'm estimating is available.
That's not right.
Donna, I'll explain it this way. I don't see how we're going to be able to fund you any more people in 103, okay? I know we're hampering you, but, I mean, we're increasing the election. Obviously, it's a presidential election, but I don't see how we can continue when you possibly have a balance in 400 that you possibly could pay for somebody, and I'm struggling here to fund what we've got. And I know we have no authority over your 400 account, and I do know that.
Okay, the maximum I can use for payroll in grants is the $20,827 that I told you about.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go back and research because I hadn't planned on going through my 400 account with you gentlemen because you don't have any authority over it. And I'm not willing to go into any election year without some contingency funds because as you have noted, to get to your 5% decrease that you're asking me to do, even reducing down to payroll, I can't do that.
Right.
That's because my budget has been continually reduced every year since I've been here.
Understand.
Okay. So I'm at the basic.
I believe we move forward on your clerk's budget without reducing it. That's 123,752.
Right.
I don't think we've tagged that with a reduction dollar.
It was just suggested.
We said that's where we were trying to head, but we went on and we left it there. And the reason we did was to go over and talk about, because we know that you need
help
personnel.
Yeah,
and there is an opportunity here. It's just like when we worked with the prosecutor today and we're working up an agreement with him and personnel is going to be paid from that fund. It's the same way that she was helping hers. It's going to be transferring over additionally. It's the same way that who's the other.
Well,
we're just trying to build a budget.
All the grant money I am taking in this year from the state, I plan on expending.
Okay.
Specifically because it's built on a reimbursable process.
Okay.
So any money I spend out of my 400 account would be reimbursed by the state.
Okay.
I do intend to have at least $20,000 to carry over because it takes me years at $2,000 to $3,000 of regular revenue to get to that point.
Okay.
If I have one or two machines go down at $5,000 each, and you haven't budgeted any machinery for me, then I have to rely on that contingency fund to make up the difference.
Actually, if you use that to help carry us through the presidential election year so we don't have the money to do it, and one of your machines breaks down, we're going to take it out of the emergency fund because that's a bona fide emergency, and we have to have the machines, and I understand that. Or if the sheriff's driving down the highway and a patrol car blows up,
we have to replace. We understand that.
That's not always been the case with previous commissioners. It has not been the case.
We're going to make sure that when we have problems within the courthouse, when we have bona fide needs, and we have dollars that by law have to be set into emergency fund, and you know that. And those funds are 3% of what general revenue is, but they're not to be touched except in case of just what you laid out there. That's what we would spend it on. Because if the monies are not anywhere else, right? We're just trying to get to the point where we can make budget and we can do something that we had not anticipated, and that's give our people an increase.
I do understand that, Ron. I truly do, but okay. I am not... We already had a part-time person budgeted this year, and you're not even considering keeping that individual. And I feel like the county... 103. And I feel like the county, who is responsible for paying for the presidential election, should be putting in money to cover for that, including in personnel.
But we're giving you $130,000 more than last year to do the presidential election.
Because the costs are that great. We have four countywide elections.
It's $130,000 without personnel is what we're giving you. I mean, we are funding you for a presidential election, just not as much as is requested.
Do you know what elections cost?
Well, I can tell you what they cost in 2008.
I can too. I mean, just election judges alone is $60,000+, and that's before you pay for programming, and that's per election. In 2008,
okay.
It was $34,000 just for the February. Now, that one gets reimbursed, but I have to have the money in the budget to spend it before we get reimbursed. And I have a line item in the 101, I think, account for that reimbursable. And then in August...
In 2008, you spent $182,762 in 2008 in the 103 account.
Keep in mind, all of the grant money, all of everything that gets spent does not all come back in the same year. A lot of that time falls over into the next year. $52,000 in August.
Could you elaborate on that for me, Doc? When you say grant money?
Well, in prior years, it wasn't some of it was reimbursable, some of it you got the grant money and then you spent it. Now, most of the grants are the opposite way. You spend the money first and then you get reimbursed. So I'm talking more than 1 year, examples of more than 1 year.
I'm not trying to take you to task on this, okay? All I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get to a number where we can get the employees a raise. And I understand presidential elections are expensive. I 100% agree. That is the nature of our responsibility. But, I mean, my perspective is trying to cut whatever we can or hold the line whenever we can so that we can get to our ultimate goal.
There are several accounts, like my 400 account, mm-hmm. that other office holders, I'm sure you've asked them to give money out of. And I am willing to give some of my money, but not all of my money.
Okay.
To the election process.
Would you like to come back and give us some suggestions of where you would like to help? I mean, the challenge is this, personnel. I mean, I know what you're asking about the personnel.
I could live with the commission only giving me a part-time person and me picking up the rest.
So in the 103 account, you're asking for a part-time person there.
I mean, that's me giving you one full-time person because I'm already picking up one out of the grant.
When you say grant, you mean out of the 400 account?
Yes.
I just want to make sure. The reason we ask that, we have found some revenues through grants that we haven't seen recorded in our GCR, in our budget. So we're saying, when we ask you that, we're not questioning it. We're just making sure we've accounted for it. So there's some, just making sure the numbers are where they need to be. So you've got a grant And we've already talked about it in the 400 account that's going to pay for a person in the 400 account. So it's one for one. Okay. I was concerned that you said there's a grant coming in 103, and that's what I was concerned.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's right.
No, you didn't. I don't want to assume that anything.
No.
Okay.
But I do feel like the commission should at least provide me with, they gave me one part-time person for 2011. I don't know why you would take that part-time person back in 2012. When we're getting busier than we ever have been before.
Well, let me address that very quickly. What the County Commission approved for 2011 mm-hmm. was three employees in your office.
No.
Yeah, that's
you
what we...
You approved this person as well.
No. We did? Okay.
Yes, you did.
What was the amount of dollars that were asked for? I see it.
$2,400?
Yes. You only pay because that was for one election. That was for the April election.
Okay.
I have four countywide elections. And now I'm only asking, I'm willing to take the other people I need out of my 400 account, but I do need you guys to step up to the plate and at least take on
a part-time. When you say other people, plural, you're talking about one
whatever
person,
I need, I'm going to take out of my 400 account.
At least one, maybe two is what I've heard.
That's right. Whatever I need. Because I may not be able to get somebody who works 2,080 hours. I may have to get three people who each work a different schedule. Because I can't promise them that they're going to have a job next year. So I'm going to have to look for people who are willing to work part-time for me. It may take three people to make 2,080 hours.
Well, you said part-time, so that's 1,040 person.
Out of the 103 account.
Right. You said you asked us for a part-time person at 103.
That's what I'm asking for.
Okay.
Whether you do it or not, that's up to you.
Okay. Let me just look at something here.
Let's go back to the election judges.
Sure.
103. 103 account. Talk to us about
that
again, please. I remember the amounts that you gave us.
65.
There were 14-hour days, right?
Oh.
Well, and 14, right?
They work 14. A regular judge works 14-hour days, and a supervisor works 16-hour days. We're estimating on the supervisor because they have to drive from the polling place to the courthouse, and then back to their vehicle, wherever it's parked at, plus the time that they're here to process the election. So we've added 2 hours. That includes the drive time, plus however time they are here. They may only work 15 hours. But
did you do away with the mileage that was being
No, it's back
so
here.
So there's mileage on top of it.
Yes. That's why my budget is...
Where's your mileage at?
It's in mileage in 103.
Now, mileage in 103 is, we have delivery trucks that have to go out.
Okay.
We have, let me show you.
Okay, that's right. So the mileage is in the 400 then? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Where's the mileage show up?
The mileage in the 103 is 103.40.001. Mm-hmm. We have to pay for troubleshooters.
Okay.
We have to pay for election judges.
That's what we're asking. Is that where the election judge's mileage gets paid?
That's a good question. It should come out of their, it may sometimes come out of their payroll line because we submit it all at one time to Joanna.
She probably submits it as mileage.
We have it in our calculation sheet that way that we turn it in.
Okay.
She may be taking it all out of that line, and that's maybe our communication issue.
So the 61,000 is four elections, those hours they work at that rate you pay. And that comes up with the 61. The election judges, 61,000 is the four elections times the hours that they work times the rate that you pay them.
61,000 is your suggestion.
No, yeah,
minus 65. 635 is this calculation. I asked for 68. That covers 65 is just for my judges. And then I have a verification team that has to be paid. They work typically.
So we need to be at 68.
Because you have your verification team. We have to have a pretest and post-test, which you didn't have to deal with before,
because you had one machine in the office. I have 44 machines that have to be checked, which takes, on a big election when we have to use the touch screen, it takes us a day and a half to 2 days to do that.
I took the yellow because I was slow down.
You were not. It took 15 minutes to do that.
I concur.
Let's move that to the
68.
So answer that.
All right, I put it in there. She's asking for $10,400 in the part-time salary.
Well, she's asking, oh, that's different than what I'm showing.
That's what she just came back and said she'll accept.
After our discussion.
She said $10,400 for a part-time person in, to help the election, and she'll make up the difference.
That's in 103?
Uh-huh.
In the 103 account, I'm asking for one part-time person.
For ten, and you'll make up the difference in the 400.
And I'll make up the difference in the 400.
10,400.
Yeah.
You good with that?
Let's do that.
Okay.
And then the 68,000 for election judges.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to go down to equipment purchase in that budget, Donna, and tell me what that is. 10,600.
I can go there. Do you want to address legal notices, which is way off?
What do you have?
Legal notices.
I have 6,000. What do you have?
She asked for 14.
And I can show you $9,799.38 was spent in 2008, and publication costs have not gone down in the last 4 years. They've gone up.
Okay.
So I, and...
What do you want to go to?
Somewhere in between that number, but certainly not 6,000.
9,500? You want 10,000?
12.
12,100.
How about we go 11,000 and go in between it all?
11,000.
You didn't spend that much, aren't you, Donna?
I hope not. I hope right, I'm going to spend 10,000.
We just have to go find it.
My problem is I have to pay it whether I want to pay it or not.
Right.
I'm with you, kid.
The postage is 17,000. Justified is 16,200. What we spent in 2008. I mean, that's what the
and that is my canvas.
Right.
Part of that.
Well, it's justified.
Well, I might be able to reduce it if you give me a second.
I'm with you.
I'm trying to help. I really am.
We appreciate that.
I can probably. Oh.
I'll tell you.
Hey, Christy, could you come in for a second? Lynn, was that $9,000 that we got the other day?
Where's that going in? What department? Give me that line item.
Can we reduce postage down to $15,000?
Yes, we sure can. You want to go any further down? You get down to $10,000, Ron will sing a Christmas carol at your house.
$12,000. And you still have to sing the Christmas carol. I just remembered. We.
Hark! So what's the number? 15?
12.
12.
Thank you.
She wants that sung at midnight.
You asked me about the 10,000. Ron, I'm happy to put that in contingency and have the commission take it a contingency.
I'm just asking what that
it's for my big printer. I figured it out.
The great copy we got.
What it was. I'm sorry. This is the grand talk that we just got.
We need to look at our, after looking at the copier question you made, we have areas to save money.
It was $9,000. We just submitted a bill for that.
Yeah, we just submitted a bill for that.
Well, Donna, just to let you know, what I'd like to do is take your equipment purchase to zero. Let me tell you why. We are going to evaluate all the copiers in this entire court system.
Scanners.
Everything. We are paying what we could be leasing, and we believe there's a savings there.
If I have your word that I'm going to have the equipment I need for elections, and I will just tell you, most people are not here when we're printing our ballots. We have to buy all of our supplies in advance to Saturday when we print our or not our ballots.
I'm just starting to ask.
Print our poll books.
I hear your word tell me you're not printing ballots.
No, I'm not. I'm glad you have a sense of humor. How about printing my poll books?
The thing is this. You don't have a printer right now? What do you have right now?
No, I have one. It's just, it's from 2003.
Oh, she's saying if it blows up.
If it blows up, I need to know that you'll take care of it.
If it blows up, but I think that we'll receive and we'll make some changes.
Actually, in preliminary looking about, mm-hmm. if we go to a lease system, we can have brand new equipment in this courthouse. We can have, brand new equipment in this courthouse that do a wonder of things that most of our offices don't have. And pay less money in.
So it looks like if we take all of our maintenance fees, all of our what we're paying and the request to purchase and go into a per copy usage fee, which is how you lease them, and includes the disposables, and we just pay paper, we should be able to save money, and not just a little bit.
Is that having a machine in each office?
It is consolidating where we need to, but in areas there's a lot of areas we can't consolidate. Like your office is one of those.
So I have to have it available.
Yeah, your office is one of those that we can't consolidate.
Then I'm happy to take that to zero and rely upon you gentlemen's honor to take care of me if I need it. That was a compliment.
I'll take it. Can you put that in quotes in the paper?
Yeah, and also that bit about the ballot parade.
I don't put that one in there.
And if you wouldn't put it there, up. Somewhere Ron broke out in song.
I love that fight. The maintenance fees we have. Did you want me to go over the maintenance fees?
What's your number? 12-4-5?
12-4-5-0.
Okay.
I'll make sure I'm remembering this right before I say it.
And that's on what? The equipment? The maintenance? The election equipment?
I hope it's not on the printer.
No. That is, we have electronic poll books that we have to pay maintenance on. We have Palm Pilots that we have to pay maintenance on. We have the OS and the TS, which is optical scan and touchscreen equipment that we all have to pay maintenance on.
Okay.
It was a lot cheaper with punch card. I didn't like punch card, but the maintenance was a lot less expensive.
Let me tell you, when we need new equipment, counties all across this nation are going to go belly up. There's just no way. To perpetuate what they put in place throughout.
It's not easy.
No. The federal government paid for it all to start with.
That's why I have to have
$2 billion.
Well, and that's why we have to have at least 4 troubleshooters when we have a federal election, because
when you say troubleshooters, that means somebody that's here?
No, that means they're out, they're setting up the equipment. We pay the IS department, plus we have 4 other people that we pay to go out and help set the touchscreen equipment up.
And make it, because, keep it working.
Yeah, because that equipment is $4,500 a piece, and if we don't do it, it doesn't come back in good condition. And
okay.
they have difficulty putting it together. Things get broken. Each one of those canisters has a fortune to, everything costs a lot of money to replace. So
I understand. It's probably one of the biggest, will be one of the biggest boondoggles this country's ever mandated on counties. It's awful.
And it's not getting better.
I know.
Let's move on, please.
We're done.
What do you have for your total training and mileage expense request? I show you requested $4,350. I have $3,500 on my computer.
That's because we moved the $2,350 down to $15. Is that reasonable, Don?
For mileage to $1,500 versus $2,350.
What we're asking.
You know, I'm so excited that we're going to be just on schedule to meet our next appointment without eating lunch. That's perfect. You're fine with 15?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm being a good girl. I'm fine with that.
All right. And then the next section, total other expenses, I show 1920. And we left it at 1920. So I showed that her total for total elections of 103 is
$200,770.
Correct.
So we cut it 25,000.
Yeah, we cut it.
Or increased it 145,000 over last year.
Okay. You said 200,770.
Correct. That's what I show.
That include the part-time person.
Yep.
Reducing legals to 11,000.
Yes.
Postage 12,000.
Correct.
Removing Purchasing of equipment.
Yep.
Cutting mileage to 1,500.
Right. Okay, can I double check something? What did you have for supplies and freight? I had 80,000. What do you have?
I have 80,000.
Okay, perfect. All right, we're in good shape then.
And that's all. Most of the prep, the majority of that is programming cost, everything. I can prove all those numbers.
Okay. Elections are expensive.
Adkins. Yeah, I had considered making a change. I talked to Ronnie Erickson about it, but they're the ones that have all the experience with this equipment, so it would be...
What equipment do we have? Where did it come through?
It originally was manufactured by Diebold. It's owned by Dominion now.
Diebold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because all I didn't like the Sequoia equipment.
All right. Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, gentlemen. I will get you a copy of my 400 account, as you've requested.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
After I do some work on it.
Can we recess for 13 minutes so we can go get our hour lunch? It's cracker day.
What have we got? Circuit clerk?
Juvenile.
Stand in recess for one.
Okay.